Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is Sunday, August 13th, and this is episode 88. It's been a while. It hasn't been any longer than normal. We're on an actually fairly regular schedule. I don't have notes in front of me today, so I'm going to kind of steal Katie's when necessary. Oh, I'm Summer. You can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns. You would think after almost 4 years I would have that part down. You can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns. All of my social media stuff is on my Ravelry profile and also on the podcast blog, which is kitchenstitches.com. And I have Katie and Darcy here with me too.
This is Darcy. I'm on Ravelry as Slightly Foxed. And all my social media is linked there as well.
I'm Katie B. You can find me on Ravelry as KayTeeBe. And my links and stuff are there as well for Ravelry, for Goodreads and Instagram and stuff like that.
We are recording on my phone today instead of my iPad because I got about halfway to Katie's house and realized that I had left it at home and I was already running about 30 minutes late. So we've done this before and it worked just fine. But if there are any audio issues, I apologize and we will do better next time. So we've got all of the regular segments. I think all of it. Well, I know I have all of the regular segments. We've all been bad about updating show notes for this episode. I finally got mine updated this morning. Hopefully, we will get them together before I post, but we may not. There may not be show notes for this episode. But again, I'll do better next time. So, finished objects. Who wants to start?
I don't have any.
I will start.
Okay.
So I'm going to actually start with the one that I am most proud of. This morning I finished my cross stitch, the National Park Service.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute!
It's from Frosted Pumpkin Stitchery. And I've been working on this actually a little less than a year. I think the first clue came out sometime in the fall, and I was pretty good about keeping up with it for a little while, and then put it down. And my glasses were, I needed a new prescription, and it was a pain to work on it. So when I got new glasses, I picked it back up, and I have diligently done 15 minutes per day every day that I have been at home since then. And it took me maybe a couple of months, 3 months to finish it up at the most. And I was determined to get it done today because there's a Joann's coupon for 60% plus 20% off framing. So I wanted to take advantage of that. This is an adorable sampler that represents six of our national parks in the United States. And let me see if I can remember which ones they are. We've got Yellowstone, one of the something in Hawaii, which I can't actually remember.
Like volcano?
It's the volcano.
Mm-hmm. Volcano National
Park? Yeah, something like that. The Rocky Mountain National Park, Acadia National Park, Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and the Joshua Tree. The Joshua Tree National Park. And like I said, if I had done the 15 minutes per day, I would have had like a leaf and some stitches left. So there was no way I was waiting.
That looks like it's all cross stitch and no back stitching.
There's only a little bit around.
Oh yeah, on the faces. On the faces.
That's the only place there's back stitching. Yep.
Cause that can be a little tedious to do it afterwards, but it's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. But so that's one. Then I do have two knitted finished objects. The first one is my Herbivore by Stephen West, which was out of Hedgehog Fiber in the Pod colorway. And it is small. I mentioned last time that it was turning out pretty small, but it actually, it blocked out pretty nice for just a little neck.
It looks smaller until you put it on.
Yeah, when you put it on, it's actually, it's quite nice.
It is definitely a kerchief.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, I'm actually quite pleased with how it turned out. It was really boring to knit, even with the pretty colors. I think that's the only thing. If it had been a solid, I don't know how I would have finished it. But, because it's just stockinette and then twisted rib through the whole thing with just a few increases, so.
But the shape is so pretty.
Yeah, I really, really like the way it is shaped, and it blocked out really nicely. So that one is done. And then I needed a quick project for the Just One More Row 12 and 17 knit along to get something in for July. So I did, this is the, something like the Easy Waffle Stitch hat or something. Let's see.
It I don't really
is
have a lot to add.
The Close Knit Waffle Hat by Leah Banstra. It's using Amanda Hope yarns in Baby Alpaca.
Is that the yarn you got when we stopped?
Yeah, at Nacogdoches. Yeah. Okay. And it's kind of a blue blurple. So it's purple with, and there's some spots that didn't get dyed very well, which is fine. It gives it just kind of a heathered look, and it's so super soft. And it was a really quick knit. I could totally see making some more of these with hand spun when you just don't have a ton of yardage. This was about 100. It was 100 grams, maybe just over 100 yards. Something like that. It was not very much yardage. Okay. And then the other two things I have are hand spun. The first one I was just getting ready to put on the wheel, or maybe had just put on the wheel before we podcast last time. And it's Elemental Fiber Works in Merino, Bamboo, and Silk in the Ceres colorway, Ceres. Part of the Visions of Fiber club that I've been a member of for a year or so. And this one, I just love the way it turned out. I did it as a single, and it's blues to almost white, like different shades of blue. It's really squishy and pretty. Very happy with that one. And then the one, this is so soft. It's another Elemental Fiber Works in the Jupiter colorway. It's alpaca silk, 70% alpaca, 30% silk. And it's like blues and purples and kind of almost green. Mm-hmm. And it is so soft. Feel that.
I got it. Ooh.
It's like, it's like butter. It is just amazing.
You're going to leave that here, right?
Nope. That one, I just love it so much. So those are my finished objects. What you got?
I got two things done. One of them is, it's the Stonework Arrows Shawlet. I've had this skein of Wonder Woman yarn. I don't even remember who the dyer was, but basically it's all the Wonder Woman colors. The red, the yellow, the blue, and the white. And it has like I've had it, and I've tried to do like, I think, 5 different patterns with it, and then frogged it every single time. Finally, I'm like, I just have to have it be something. Mm-hmm. And this is an adequate something.
Yeah, I really like that a lot.
Yeah, it was a bottom up where you did the lace at the bottom, and then you did like, almost like a short row stockinette, which was kind of weird, but it all worked out. It's very...
That means a lot of stitches cast on at once, right?
Yes, it was like 200 and something. Oof. But it's like, it's a long, it's got a real long, this is unblocked right now.
Excuse me.
So I need to block it out to show off the stuff. I was just glad to get it. You know, occasionally it's like, it just needs to be something. So now it's a something, and it's a something that I'll wear.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
It's done. Yay.
Yay. Yay for finished objects.
Yay for finished objects. And then my other finished object.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this story.
Okay. So, I did the pattern is Bernard the Ball Shark. It's a free pattern by Chiwi Rank. Anyway, okay, so we were sitting in a department meeting, and one of my colleagues mentions, this is about like a month, mentions, oh, Shark Week is coming. We need to do something for the website with like a special collection that we highlight, that kind of thing. And I was thinking about that, And then I got this really goofy idea. It's like, what would happen if I would crochet up a shark and then I attached a sign that says, Happy Shark Week, you've been chomped. Please pass this along to a coworker to be chomped themselves, and then please return to Darcy at the end of the week. And I thought, either they're going to love this or think it's the stupidest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Well, I sent it out, and then I didn't hear anything, except occasionally I get like these glances of people giving me goofy grins. And then a couple people finally said, oh, I meant to tell you, that was really, really cute. And then I had somebody say, well, I think everybody's been chomped, and he handed it to me. I'm thinking, how did you know? And without giving any instructions, everybody had signed the...
Oh, that is so awesome.
They had signed the back of the card, and some of them had left little notes like, oh, my leg! And they so they knew who had been chomped. And I guess what they were telling each other was like, have you been chomped yet? You need to be chomped. And so this, it made it to almost every department. Everybody really enjoyed this silly thing. And my supervisor, she said, you need to go, is like, has the assistant director known? So I actually showed her, and she's, you know, it was such a low stakes, morale builder.
Yeah.
And she thought it was a really great idea. So okay. I got like total support from administration over this goofy little thing. And it's this cute little, bally squishy shark that's fun to like toss, and the I knew the pattern was something that I could crank out over the weekend. The fins were a little weird. I had a couple of them I had to do twice, but it's just a goofy little ball shark, and I imagine that he will probably come out next year.
Yeah, that's so cute.
I'm really proud of that.
I think there are some departments where that would go over okay. I think probably some. Your department, probably.
Maybe.
My department, no.
They don't like sweets.
They're no fun.
And I
don't
try.
Think it would be. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm kind of excited because I'm like, this gives me a good temperature gauge on doing boo baskets, which mm-hmm. is a thing where you kind of leave stuff around Halloween. So it gives me a good gauge of like which are the groups that'll really get into it and participate. And,
yeah.
And so I'm kind of excited that I don't have fuddy-duddy coworkers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Must be nice. No. Not all of my coworkers are fuddy-duddies.
No.
I really hope... No, none of my coworkers.
None of them are listening. My supervisor might be listening.
Yes, she might be.
Hi, Jessica!
Works in progress. I'll let Katie, since you didn't have any finished objects, you can start.
Okay, I'm working on my Grier. I started that right after we recorded last time. It's an asymmetric shawl by Isabel Kramer.
Ooh, so that's pretty.
Maybe like 15 rows from being done.
Oh, nice.
It's supposed to be like a stash buster. You can use like three colors in a gradient. Or whatever you want to use, and you kind of melt it into the next color. I'm using Plucky Knitter Yak Paca, which is 50% yak, 50% alpaca, in a black, a gray, and then a lighter gray. This yarn is messing with my hands, so I'm having to kind of...
because it doesn't have much stretch, because I know alpaca doesn't have much...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's my hands have just gotten more sensitive as I got older. Aww. And they just it's fine to knit with. It's just it's like knitting with cotton.
Yeah.
It's just there's not any stretch to it. So I pick it up and do a row or two here and there and then go on to something else. So I'm in the home stretch on that. 15-20 more rows. That was Plucky Knitter Yak Paca. And then the other thing I'm working on, I brought this home, take something else back to work, is my Borfroid by Moni Ebner. It's like a weird, I would say it's like a scarf. Depends how big it blocks out. But it's really odd shaped. It's kind of like a kite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm in this section right before you start decreasing. So it's at more or less its widest point right now, mm-hmm. which is only, what, a foot and a half, 18 inches? So it's, like I said, it's this weird shape, like I would say scarf. And it's got striping in it, and I screwed up the striping, but this is supposed to all be green, not red.
Oh,
I realized that as I was almost done with the red the other day at work. I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
No one will know. Except
it's like no one's going to follow you around with the pattern going, oh.
Right. Well, and it's not like I pulled some random color or something.
Right.
Like
right.
I'm using Plucky Knitter Primo Sport in Good Jeans, which is a nice dark navy blue. Red Haven, which is an orangey red. Green Goddess, which is a nice like chartreuse green, and then Early Light, which is a pale blue. And it's, you know, alternating sections of stockinette and slip stitch and garter. I'm using all the stitch markers just so I can but I'm in the home stretch, and it's actually really fast. This has been my work project, but since my hands hurt, I figured I could bring this home and work on this at home. So, I need a little bit on my barley. I think that might be the one I take to work so I can mm-hmm. finish that up, because I don't feel like I've finished very much in all year. I've only finished like 3, 4, or 5 things because they've all been big shawls. So that's all I have really for works in progress that I've actively worked on.
I am currently working on the simple. I didn't write down. And now I'm looking at show notes. I didn't write down designers, so hopefully I can remember something. I'm doing the simple yet effective cowl, and I am sorry, but I don't know who the designer is for this, but it is on my project page. And I'm using some of my hand spun. This is Three Waters Farm in the, I think it's Big Bright Sky is the colorway. I don't remember what the fiber is. Maybe, no, I really don't remember what it is. It is kind of a, I don't even know what that color is. Like, not red.
Like a brick?
It's kind of like a brick red and then.
A terracotta, dark
yeah,
terracotta.
Yeah, yeah. And
production assistant, as Silly Free would say.
Yes.
He's here to help.
Hi, Jethro. And then it's also got some kind of like turquoise blue, clearly supposed to be like sky blue, and some kind of teal colors in it. I really, really like this in the skein. I'm not so sure about it knit up, but it's pretty enough. I think I'll like it better once it's off the needles and I can see it blocked out, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's a project. It's a way to use my hand spun. And if I don't want
it's
it,
pretty.
Someone else probably will.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
That, I'm sorry, is yeah. it a cowl or a hat?
It's a cowl. Yeah. And I'm just going to do it as
I
long
like
as
I like the colors.
I love the colors. I think I like it better now. I think when I was first starting it, I wasn't so sure. But now that I have more of it in here, I think I'm liking it more. It kind of looks like a sunset or a sunrise.
Pretty.
So there's that one, and then next is my starting point cowl, starting point wrap, which was the Hohe Locatelli mystery knit along this spring that everybody under the sun jumped on. The last time I had just finished the last section of clue 3, and I am now on the last section of clue 4 on the second section. So if you aren't familiar, you work one clue all the way, and then, or you work one section on one half, and then you work the same section on the second half, and then at the end you'll join them together. I am almost to the join them together part. I'm about halfway done with with the last section of clue 4. And I have this much yarn left. I have, this is less than 20 grams at this point. I think I'm okay. This one, I have, I don't know how many rows left, but I've got about an inch and a half left on this. And then on the last section, there's just two on each side. There's one little strip of eyelets that is about 50 stitches per row, and I think it's maybe 4 rows, so total of 8 rows. I'm pushing it. What I am going to do, if I get to the end of this section and really, really don't think that I have enough to do that many stitches, I think that I am going to rip back to the halfway point, because I haven't on the first half of this, it was the last section I worked. So there's still live stitches for that section. Oh, okay. So I won't have to, you know, work back through anything else. I could just rip back halfway and just have a narrower band.
Did you put in a lifeline?
I haven't put in one. I might put in one at this point. It's just stockinette. I mean, it's just garter, so it wouldn't be that bad to pick up. But
then you don't have to worry about drawing stitches.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm like, oh, you're a brave soul.
But exactly. I'm pretty confident. I weighed how much I had left yesterday and meant to weigh after the next row, and I didn't. But I know that when I measured how much it was taking for the last color I was working on, it was about 1 gram. And I have, it was like 26 rows left, which if I were doing full rows, I wouldn't have enough. But with those other small ones, it's going to be very, very close. Y'all are going to see some serious yarn chicken lay out if you follow me on Instagram. I was reassured though. Mandy Cat, who does the We Are Yarn podcast, Amanda, she posted this morning or yesterday. She is just past where I am. I think she just finished Clue 4 and looked like she was in very much the same yarn situation as I am. Which I don't know why. I don't know if I should feel bad for both of us, or if that gives me hope that you really end up with just a very little amount left. But we'll see. I'm still working on my giant granny square blanket. I didn't bring it with me. I'll probably bring it when I'm finished. But I just joined the Snosberry colorway from Madeline Tosh, and I'm behind. I have 2 skeins that I have since gotten. So I'm behind on that, but that's okay. Then let's see. I have also worked on, I'm only including things that I've put in a substantial amount. The virus shawl, which is the crochet shawl that I have been working on for a while. I have put in a little bit more. Trying to see which end is attached to the actual, there. I have probably less than 20 grams left of the part of the ball that I have. I do have another good bit that was broken off, or had to break the yarn. I'm going to save that for something else because I'm so over this shawl. It is quite big though. Let me see if I can hold it up. It's definitely big enough that I can wear, especially when it's blocked out. It's,
oh yeah.
I mean, it's, well, that's, it's not my hand. Well, actually it is all, it is actually
yeah.
my wingspan. So we're good on that one.
It's
pretty. But I'm going to go ahead and finish what I have on the ball. And let's see. The Paralucia shawl is another one that I have worked on quite a bit. This is a pattern by Very Busy Monkey. And there's the I'm using yarn that I dyed myself, using spruce jacquard dye, I believe. So it's a really nice green, kind of a dark tealy green. And I do actually have a progress keeper on here. So I've put in about 1 inch since I started working on it again. I think I've probably actually put in more since the last time I talked about it on the podcast. Maybe not much, maybe 1.5 inches. But I am more than halfway through the waist section on this, which forms this really pretty kind of almost like a florally type pattern. I don't know what you would call that. It's like a, looks like flower petals. But apparently, I think Paralucia means butterfly or something. I don't think this looks like a butterfly, but I don't care. It's very pretty, and it's a really, I really love her patterns. They're fun to knit. And then the last one that I have with me is the Color Study, which, oh gosh, it's by somebody, it's like a, someone, a very recognizable designer, but I can't remember who it is right now. Maybe, I don't think it's Carolee Harding. It was, I think I started this last year for Into the Wool. So it was one of those, one of the sponsors last year. But this is the one that I have talked about before, that it's striped, using Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in some kind of berry colorway. And then Daisy Knits in the Wicked Cool colorway, which is purple and green and blue. It's really, really pretty. I was looking at it yesterday when I was working on this and thinking how this would be really cool. I would love to see how this knit up just in stockinette, because it just fades, the colors fade into each other so well. But the way this has worked, you do, it's got garter ridges alternated with stockinette stripes. And on one half of it, you work the garter section in one of the colors, and then on the other section, you work the garter section, the garter ribs in the other color. So the on each half of the shawl, the different colors pop out. Kind of like if you've ever done an illusion knitting pattern, it's the same idea. The colors are actually close enough that I don't think it is as striking as it would be if I had done something that had a lot more contrast.
But it's really comforting, but, to tell you the truth.
I really, really like the
colors. I like it a lot.
And it's really easy. The rows are very long right now. So where it would take me maybe 10 minutes or so to get through a row on the starting point, this takes me probably 20 to 30 minutes. So, and that's just mostly stockinette. Then the other thing that I have on the needles, I don't have with me, it's my work project right now. It's Calm Chaos, which is by, I can't remember her name right now. Sarah Grebach or Gresbach, G-R-E-S-B-A-C-H. It is a cowl that is, it's got textured patterns. Like, it's got four different sections. The first section makes kind of a V shape. It's with the purl bumps. So it's got stockinette with a V shape on it. Staggered up. I don't know. Kind of a Gansey style, I think. And then the next section, it's kind of like if you've ever done the hurricane hat, where the purl bumps spiral. It's the same idea. You're staggering these purl bumps. So you've got this like diagonal stripe section. And then it's got a very small cable section, and then another of the diagonal purl stripes, but going in the opposite direction. And it's complicated enough to keep me interested, but simple enough that I can do it at work without a pattern. So this one is supposed to be my just one more row entry for this month, and I think I'll easily get done with it. I will take it with me. We're going on vacation. We're going to hopefully see the eclipse in totality.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, being as married to an astronomy nerd, it was an imperative. Yeah. So we are braving the crowds and hopefully not running into hurricane evacuation like traffic with people also with the same idea. We do have a hotel, but one of the projects I'm going to take with me, because I can knock it out. Car ride. I have been having the hardest time forming
words the past week. For amateurs.
So you're just going to have to. I keep stumbling over my words and forgetting words. But let's see. Is that everything? Oh, and then the only other thing, spinning on the wheel right now, I have some hobbledehoy tidbits. It's called Rainbow Tidbits. My mom gave them to me when she was visiting over Christmas. And it's just a little, like, strips of combed top in various different rainbow colors all thrown into a bag. So what I've done is divided them. I counted them and put equal number in each bag without really paying attention to what color they were. And then I am doing them each bobbin. I'm doing two ply. I almost always do two ply. I'm doing in a rainbow progression, but it's not necessarily the same colors. So when they're plied together, it should have an interesting effect. The second half has a lot of gray and brown, which was kind of odd. The other one didn't have any. I didn't pay attention to that. But I looked at what colors were missing and put those colors in there so it will ply with and create some barbed pulling. I'm interested to see how it'll look. It may be really, really ugly, but we'll see. So far, I even combining the weirdest colors, I haven't come up with anything that was just really, really, really bad. So I'm sure it'll be fine. What are you working on?
Okay, let's see. I've already talked about the Close to You, Charlotte. I'm still progressing on it out of the sock blank. So that's moving along. My Bluebell socks and Fire Pit, I'm almost done with one sock. So
those are very Halloween-y.
They are very Halloween-y. And I was doing a much more complicated lace. But without just doing like the 2x2 rib, it ends up kind of self-striping a little bit. Mm-hmm. And just kind of like a suggestion of a stripe. And they're mm-hmm. kind of shiny. They're very Halloween-y. I think they'll be fun. And if I can get them. And speaking of Halloween, I have serious Halloween starditis right now.
Me too.
It's bad because already, you know, stuff is showing up in the stores and I'm already mm-hmm. like stocking things that I want and coming home and having, it's bad. So, a couple things that I'm doing is it's the zombie bear pattern by Melissa's Crochet Pattern.
Oh. I'm doing. Cute.
I'm showing off, I have a head, I have a body in there, and I have some limbs, and I'm doing him in kind of like a tealy green, and then a darker green, and he's gonna have some light blue, and it's gonna be, it's weird, and I wanna do it, cause it's weird.
Yeah.
So, so that's, and the other super Halloween-y thing is I'm going to do the Invisibility Capelet. That's the Lion Brand yarn, and I'm just doing it in the Vanna Glamour, as they mm-hmm. suggest. And you do it two strands together on these size 19 needles,
wow.
which are like frighteningly big. They're like Buffy stuff. It's one of those things. So when the pattern was written, they used like more glimmery because it's supposed to be like the invisibility cloak.
Right.
But I wanted something kind of witchy. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it in just the two black with some shiny, and it's going to be super stretchy and super kind of, just be kind of like a crank out costume knit kind of thing that I'll put in the costume arsenal. And I probably ought to, I have a skeleton cat that's been in hibernation since last Halloween that I probably ought to finish up. And but I'm seriously fine. It's like I want to do all the Halloween amigurumi right now. Mm-hmm. It's killing me.
So casting on soon, do you have anything specific or just lots of ideas?
All the ideas. So normally I do my office in like a series of sparkly purple pumpkins.
Yeah.
Cause
miss that.
Yeah, I know. I'll post pictures on Instagram cause I do. And there's a really cute, I found it on Craftsy. I've found it in a couple places. There are little pumpkins that look like little cat faces. So you add these little ears and stuff. Mm-hmm. Cause I mostly do it in like black cats and purple pumpkins.
Yeah.
So I have my eye on that. I've started taking a Craftsy class on, it's amigurumi, like write your own monster pattern. Ooh. So I'm finally getting to the, I know, I told my husband and he's like, well, it's about time. Cause you know, I read, there are so many good patterns out there, but yeah, it's about time that I start creating my own patterns.
Yeah.
And figuring out just like, if you do these dimensions, you do this. And so far so good. It's been a good class.
Do you know is it Stacey Trock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's just a really straightforward, she crochets a little different than I do. She likes to do back loop only.
Yeah, I've
which
noticed
I think,
that on her. She has a book that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, I feel like for me, that shows too much stuffing.
Oh.
I know her way is a little more stretchy, but the reason why I like doing amigurumi is because there's a structural, sculptural aspect. And so stretchy is not my thing. That's like, yeah. If I want to do stretchy, I'll do something else.
Right.
So we'll see what I can come up with there. I want to come up with like some stash busting kind of monsters that I don't know what I'll do with when they're done. Who knows? Like random monster gifting. I don't know. I never know what I'm going to do with all of these things.
It's like the me with the hand spun.
I know.
It's like, I really love doing it. I don't know what I'm going to do with all of it. And that's, it's like, if it absolutely screams someone's name, I'm like, here, have this. What are you planning?
The next thing that I'll be starting would be My Early Winter by Laura Ayler. It's more like a big scarf. It's not very deep, but it's wide like a scarf. Kind of a shallow triangle. I'm going to use Round Table yarn, which I got at Houston Fiber Fest in her Tristan base, which is 100% merino. It's a sport weight. I'm going to use two shades of purple. Was it Morold and Nimue? And then a light gray, which I think is Excalibur. So I'll start that when I finish, whichever shawl I finish first. But that might be my next work project. Because it doesn't look like it's terribly hard. So that's all I got.
And then I am definitely having some Halloween cast on itis. I'll talk about it in acquisitions, but I'll probably cast on a pair of socks pretty soon. I am going to frog the, my blue bonnet socks just because, I think I mentioned last time when I tried them on, they just didn't fit very well around on the heel. And when I did a little bit more on them just to see if it would be better, and I think it would bother me. So I think I'm just going to rip them out and do a different pattern with them. Which means that I will have free needles. So I will probably cast on a pair of socks. Actually, I'll probably cast it on this week so I can work on them on our trip. Then the only other thing, since I finished the cross stitch, I want to start another one, although I have at least two or three projects going already. I want to do something Halloween-y, and I was looking through Etsy at patterns today and couldn't quite decide. My husband and I were looking at, he had a few opinions, and as he does, but no, good opinions. So I have some possibilities there. I have another one that I want to do. I think I'm going to give to Saima for her birthday. A coworker of ours. I know she does not listen to this. So, it is owls with Star Wars. Like one of them has like a Darth Vader.
Oh my
gosh!
And
one of them has probably a stormtrooper, I think.
Okay.
And it says in the galaxy far, far away.
I'm going to have to see this because that sounds adorable.
Well, I don't have it on my phone, but I might be able to find it on Etsy and show you. But it's a really small one, and she is an owl fan and a Star Wars fan. When I saw that a while back.
That's perfect.
I mean, a couple of years ago, I was like, one of these days, I'll make that for Sima. So I think that I will do that this year.
Oh, that reminds me. Okay, so I have a coworker who is, his wife is having a baby. So, of course, naturally, we're all like, we're waiting for baby. And he's a Star Wars fan, so we're waiting to hear on the gender of the child. And I decided that, I don't know that his wife will be all that thrilled, but if the baby is a boy, I'll do a Yoda hat and a Yoda blanket buddy. Aww. And if the baby is a girl, I'll do a Princess Leia hat and a Princess Leia blanket buddy. And I have kind of a couple of patterns kind of tabbed. I'm just waiting for the go button.
Yeah.
On those. So it's going to be really cute. I don't know how appreciative his wife will be, but.
Well,
but
you never know.
You never, I never know.
She may
never
be
know.
Just as big a fan as he is.
So. No, not according to what he says.
Oh. Well, it's his baby too. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I support the nerd. Yeah.
So acquisitions. What? Oh, I thought that was a.
No, I was head down on the deck. I've just stopped and my hands hurt. I've been actually pretty good. I got one of these Malabrigo gradient sets, the Paris Knight to Teal Feather. So it's, is it six? One, two, three. It's five skeins of Malabrigo worsted, so it's a single that's, it's not Rios or anything like that. And so it gradiates from Paris Knight, which is a really pretty dark navy blue, to Teal Feather, which is a pretty blue-green thing blue. So I scored on that. That was from Eat, Sleep, Knit. I had like a $20 credit. And then because I'm in the 10K club, I can get free shipping once a month.
Oh, nice.
So I got this like for $35.
Wow.
That's really good.
So I got a really good deal on that. So that's all that I'm going to talk about. I don't know if I can do with it yet, but I haven't knit with Malabrigo in a while. So
that's true.
So.
Well, I have that, my barley hats. Malabrigo.
And that's not March, so.
I didn't do any Malabrigo merch this past month, past year.
Oh my gosh!
I follow Diana Couture on Instagram, and she posted this the other day or last week sometime. And it was like first thing in the morning, laying in bed, looking at Instagram, and I'm like looking at my husband, and I'm like, I'm buying this. It
Look
is
away. I'm going to buy this.
Owl bags, which are, they're stiff, kind of like more like bucket bags, but this one is oval. And it snaps closed. And it
I have one
to,
that I picked up at Houston Fiber Fest, the one with the, that's purple with all the gargoyles on it.
Oh, right.
And I love it. It's the same, it's the same design.
But it has galaxy fiber. I mean, galaxy fabric on the outside and constellation fabric on the inside. So I just had to have it.
It matches.
I think it's maybe the one purchase. Usually my husband was like, it's okay. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to ask my permission. And I was like, I had to buy it. He's like, why'd you have to have it? I'm like, you'll see. I mean, I was like, well, because I did.
It matches the close to you.
Oh, wow. It really does. Like, exactly.
Yeah, the close to you shawl that I'm working on.
So I got that. That was, I only had two trigger finger issues. The other one was Hotnet posted a Halloween colorway that's called Spooky Spooky.
Oh.
And it's got orange and purple and black and white and gray. And I think this is probably what I will cast on for our trip. The other one I might cast on, I do have some self-striping Desert Vista dye works that I had attempted a couple of years ago, and the socks didn't fit, so I meant to do them last year and never did it. But, this is, it's just a really, really busy variegated that'll be a lot of fun.
What pattern do you...
I don't know. Just like maybe just like sock? Hermione's every day.
Yeah, okay.
Something, that's maybe nice. With a little bit of texture, but not, you know, nothing that would need to show a pattern.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. And then I got my next Madeline Tosh for my blanket, which is Augustus Gloop. And it's a really, really dark green and gray. And this is going to have to get a citric acid treatment or something before I put it into the blanket.
Yeah. Because
this green is going to bleed.
That is
going
to bleed, yeah.
And Madeline Tosh bleeds really badly anyway. I might actually soak it in Synthrapol first because I do have some and see what happens. See if I can get it to quit bleeding, but I already put the purple in without, and I think that one is probably gonna be okay, maybe. But this one, yeah, no. Yeah. And then
it's a gorgeous green.
Yeah, it's a really pretty. That really, was one like I, Katie had.
It kind of screams
Katie
you.
Katie had forwarded me her email about that she gets like
the day before.
Yeah, just like, hey, this is coming.
Here's the cheese.
And I almost asked her to go ahead and purchase it for me, and I would pay her back because I liked the green so much. But
it kind of is a perfect green for you.
To be, yeah, it really is.
There was actually perfect. Some of that still on the website. I'm looking at something on Eat Sleep Knit the other day, and there was still,
it's like Mike TV. That one still had some the last time.
Maybe they got another batch of it, yeah, or something, or now that they've moved into their new space.
Yeah, maybe so. But then I also got my Elemental Fiber Works club shipment for whatever the last month of the club was. She, there's only 3 more months of it when she'll have gone through all of the JPL poster series. So this one is Kepler 16B, which is an exoplanet. And it is Targi bamboo silk, and it is oranges and kind of like a rose color, again with a little bit of that brick red, kind of purpley. It'll be interesting to see what that one turns out looking like, because those are not colors I would put together. But
I think it'll be pretty though.
I think it will be pretty.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, this was not a purchase. This was a freebie from Eat Sleep Knits. I on my scratch card from Eat Sleep Knits, I got, it was, so they're doing a Candyland theme this year, and you're going through the board, and it was like advanced to the next stop or whatever. And I had the option of just moving forward or just taking the yarn. And I have no idea how much more I'll buy from them and if I'll make it through. So I'm like, just give me the yarn. And it is Socks That Rock. No, not Socks That Rock. Blue Moon Fiber Arts Targi Worsted. And the colorway, I think, is Imperial Head Bon Bon Sweet and Salty Stables. I'm not quite sure.
Wow.
Sweet and Salty Stables was the what I would advance to. I don't know what the Imperial Head Bon Bon is.
Maybe that's from a different direction or maybe, another group or something.
Maybe. That could be, yeah.
It's been so long since I played it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But this one, it's got hot pink and purple and bluish and like this brownish orange color. It is crazy variegated. Really not my colors, but
it's wild.
Pink is not you.
That no. Pink is not my color. But I'm also drooling over that pink.
How much yardage
is there? 616 yards. This is the same yarn I used to make my harvest. I think
that's a
it
lot.
Would make a really good Yowza Wyatt
Shawl.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking. Like,
yeah. Because that would work with the variegated, and it would be a lot of fun. I have plenty of yardage. Because I don't know what else I would do with this much yardage of this.
Yeah. No, that's what I would do with it. It would be hats and a mitt and mitts, but you'd still have like
lots left
300 yards left.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm planning. I don't know which one yet, but there's, 4 or 5 versions of it now? So
4.
So that is, those are all of my acquisitions.
I just have one. I picked up Sheep's Clothing Yarn Company in Acid Rainbow Splash. I have so much fun making, using like nice yarn to make toys that I'm going to do. I started out making a Voodoo You Love in a sock yarn, and it got so fiddly that and my fingers hurt so much that I'm like, I want to do a Voodoo You Love in some worsted weight instead. Mm-hmm. So this will become a Voodoo You Love, because I think it'll be interesting to see how it pools and it'll be kind of fun. And it's, because it seems like most of the color is kind of like a light blue and a grapey.
Yeah, with that pop of
but a pop green, of
like a pink. Yeah, or
like kind of like a tie-dye t-shirt a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it's a lot like a tie-dye t-shirt. So I think it'll be fun, like with the right buttons and the right stitching. And just, yeah. It'll just be kind of weird. Because I'm just kind of, I had so much fun doing the pumpkin, which was one of my finished objects, but I forgot to, mm-hmm. Because I mailed it to somebody.
Oh.
so I don't have it in hand. But doing toys in nice yarn, which almost feels anathema. But, now that I'm doing them as like, for a show, as for like having to endure play, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to make some. Some nice stuff.
Let's see what's next. Upcoming events, Stitches Texas. We haven't made hotel arrangements yet, but I know I cannot leave that Friday because I have a workshop at work that I have to go to. So we will be leaving. We haven't even talked about it, but I think probably Saturday morning, just because money's tight and I would rather only pay for one night of a hotel or half of one night of a hotel.
Well, I wouldn't want to drive up after you've had to sit all day in a conference.
Yeah.
And,
ugh. Yeah. And plus logistics, Katie doesn't have to work that day. So right. It would, if we were both working and we could still leave from the same building, but it would be much easier if we had both taken Katie had taken the bus in and all of that stuff. But
just leave me some Leading Men Fiber Arts. And there was like one or two other ones that I really want to look at.
Yeah, I don't even know. Money's tight because my husband is not teaching the UN, the grad school class that he has been teaching for 13 years this fall. And so that takes a big chunk out of the budget. But I still want to go. I want to see my friends more than anything. So I'll go with a small budget and have fun regardless. But that is the only thing upcoming that I'm planning to go to. I guess potentially we could decide to go to like Kid and You or something, depending. But
depends who the vendors are. Yeah. I mean, if it's the same people we see at Houston Fiber Fest.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I want to drive all the way unless there's someone unique there that doesn't.
If Stacy was going to be there or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, Jeanette or Heidi or somebody like that.
So I'll have to wait. I haven't even looked to see if they have
dates.
Actually, the last time I looked for dates, they weren't posted, and so I certainly haven't checked for vendors. So I would say it's a possibility, but unlikely at this point. In the kitchen, I only have one thing to talk about, just briefly. My son's 19th birthday was near the end of July, and he always requests a cheesecake. So I basically just hand him my phone and look in my Pinterest. I have a Pinterest board for cheesecake.
Aww.
Specifically because I like cheesecake, but really I keep it separate so that it makes it easy because both he and Jimmy prefer cheesecake. So I just hand it to them and like choose one. So he chose a strawberry lemon cheesecake.
Oh,
which
that sounds good.
It's really interesting. It had, so for the crust, you use a boxed strawberry cake mix.
Okay.
You don't make it like you would make a cake. You mix it with like eggs and butter or something like that. So it makes a really a thick crust. Press that in the bottom and then just typical.
Just like with butter and like the usual.
Kind of like you would do with, I've done like the, what's it, the gooey butter cake.
Okay. How was the texture on that?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was not, I prefer a regular cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
And I really prefer a graham cracker crust, but.
Yeah, because it's I was trying to think, because I like a graham cracker crust because it's pretty firm.
It was firmer than I expected.
Really? Okay. Because my head is trying to wrap around
it.
It
wasn't cakey.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did that, and then it had a lemon cheesecake on top of that. Very, very basic, very easy. And I really liked it. Jimmy thought it was a little too sweet. I think everybody liked it. It was not, I've made better, but just always. It's actually something I have baked. Laura has been baking more than I have. She yesterday decided, these things happen. She wanted ice cream with a warm chocolate chip cookie and asked Jimmy to go with her to Aldi. She can go by herself, but does anybody need to go? So they went and she came back with stuff for chocolate chip cookies and made these. She specifically wanted soft chocolate chip cookies and found a recipe and made these giant cookies. I mean, they were like baseball size cookies, and they brought home coffee ice cream and with the warm cookie on the good. It was probably one of the best things that she has made. But so I really like that she enjoys baking.
That's cool,
especially because lately I haven't wanted to as much, so I'm letting her take over the kitchen. I wish she'd take over the kitchen for dinner sometimes, but that's a different story.
Baking is more fun.
It is. It is a lot more fun. We've been doing a lot of skinny taste recipes. I've mentioned it probably past several ones. It's kind of my go-to source now. I canceled my Martha and Marley Spoon subscription box this week just because we're having a hard time logistics-wise since we have both kids still at home, but they're starting school. They're not necessarily always home, so having a box for four... We often have too much. Not that we can't. Well, the reason I don't do it as leftovers very much is because they're often higher calorie than I want for a lunch.
Oh, okay.
So, but not enough food to like divide into multiple portions. So, we had dropped it down to just a two-person. Figured there are definitely nights when they're not home. Those right. nights we'll do it, but they're not right. predictable. And of course, the one week. That we've gotten the two person, they've been home. So I decided let's just cancel it. Jimmy said he likes the skinny taste recipes better than anything we've been cooking recently, which is that's fine. They're easy. They're generally low calorie, and everybody's happy with them. So that's what I have been doing. That's all. That's what's up in my kitchen.
I got nothing going on. It's been so hot that whenever that comes up, it's like, well, what do you want to eat for dinner? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, there have been days and it's like, whatever's easy. Hot dogs are great.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, that ends up being like a default for mm-hmm. Monday night simply because, well, she's not little anymore. She's 10. But a kid, and she's mostly picky, and it's just easy.
Reading and watching. What are you reading?
I haven't really read that much the last month. I'm currently reading The Gunslinger, which is the first Dark Tower book.
How do you like it? Because I keep thinking that I ought to read it because I know a lot of people have mentioned it, but I have a mixed relationship with Stephen King.
I have read a handful of Stephen King a long time ago. Craig sold me on The Gunslinger.
Okay.
He was like a little girl in heaven telling me about this.
Oh, and that's adorable when he's like that.
He's just all like... He's, you know, and he's like, if you read the whole series, you totally understand all of Stephen King. He's like, everything makes sense. The vampires, the clouds, all of it. So, because it's probably not something I would have purposely picked up, but I was interested in seeing the movie. And Reader's Advisory, my coworker sold me on reading it.
Okay.
I've enjoyed it so far. It's probably 200, 300 pages.
I read it years ago when I probably like after my freshman year in college. I remember reading it, and I know I read at least part of the second one, but I couldn't tell you. I was like, I remember lobster like creatures, and that's about it. But Jimmy's been reading them this summer. I think he's reading the third, but maybe he may have gotten to the fourth. Of course, his first day of school is tomorrow, so
yeah,
that's over. So yeah,
Well, and I don't want to buy them because they're like $9 a piece.
Yeah.
So that's like $80, $90 by the time you buy them all.
I don't necessarily, but I think that's also things I never really want to start like a giant series because I'm like, there are so many other things I want to read.
Well, but you know, at least with two library cards, I can put them on hold in
different
places. But the second one at Houston has like 22 holds, and at Harris County, you guys at least have like 4 or 5 copies.
So yeah, no.
Unlike us.
Plus, you know somebody who is in that department, so you know.
Well, but you can't move.
No, we can't. I can't move
over drive holds.
I can't move over drive holds, but we can. But we order a lot more. We actually order. Oh no, this is. But we follow. We watch our holds, so we try and keep our hold numbers low.
Yeah,
that's a point of pride for this department.
So I have it on hold, the second one. So I'm gonna try and read through, but I'm assuming so is everyone else in the world.
Yeah,
it's like any other book that becomes a movie.
Right, everyone right.
Wants to read the book, and then everyone's scrambling. But there's a couple of things coming out. Like the second book to Three Dark Crowns is coming out in September. E. Lockhart has another book coming out. So I've got stuff in the pipeline. But that's what I'm reading. I read a historical romance, and there's a couple of new ones that have come out that I need to read. The only other thing I'm doing is, I thought about blogging about this, but I don't know if I'll blog about it. I still have a cassette player in my car.
Wow.
Well, my car's 2007.
So yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And
no.
It has a cell phone holder that's like for the little flip phone.
Oh. Well, that's adorable.
But no, it doesn't have any USB plugs right. or anything.
Yeah, you at least need to put that on Instagram. Look at my holder.
So, I have like 4 boxes of shoe boxes of cassette tapes from the 80s and 90s. And for us living in a huge city, our radio stations suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of do.
I'm kind of burned out on pop music. I'm not opposed to country, but I haven't really listened to country in like 15 years, 20 years. I listened back in the 90s when Garth Brooks and Shania Twain and all that was really big. We don't have a classical station anymore. So I'm into classic rock or like 95.7, which is like, they do like 70s and 80s music. Mm-hmm. So luckily I don't really drive a lot. I only have to drive to work one day a week and then every third weekend. So I thought, well, I'll just start taking a cassette on like my weekends or whatever for something to listen to.
So I wish you would blog about it.
Yeah, no, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, the first one I had pulled out was Modern English. I didn't look up the title of the album, but that was something that got me through, one of the cassettes that got me through field camp back in 1996. And then the second one I pulled out, just because it was in that box, was Top Gun. Because I love I love Top Gun.
Like I was saying, we really need to have a Top Gun viewing party.
Well, because was it Tania said she's never seen it? I think Tania said she's never seen it. Jeanette's never seen it. Well, these are children in the 80s.
I know.
That were born in the 80s. Yeah. So, you know, us being in the 70s. So, I love Top Gun with all my heart. And so, those are the two that I've listened to so far. But I've got tons of other ones. So, I thought that would be kind of a fun project before my cassette player in my car goes. That's all I got.
Let's see. So, I finished The Bear and the Nightingale. I didn't write down author. Well, I didn't write down that author. I can't remember. Her last name starts with an A, is what I know. I was talking about that one the last time we podcast. It's written very much in a fairy tale style. It's set in Russia. It's been too long since I read it. I ended up giving it 4 stars on Goodreads. It took me a while to get into it, but once I did, I really, really liked it. What was it? Yeah, I can't give you a synopsis of it, but look it up. It was good. I also read Annexed by Sharon Dogar, I believe is how you say it. It was kind of a retelling of The Diary of Anne Frank. From Peter Van Pels' point of view, who was the teenage boy who also lived in the annex with the Franks. It was an interesting concept, you know, to see, you know, a different perspective of what life was like, or, mm-hmm. you know, this was fictional. This was not, you know, not based on fact at all. I mean, I'm sure there were events that were drawn from Anne's diary that were, you know, she kind of worked in and, you know, to give a different perspective of. The odd bit about it was the sexual attraction between Peter and Anne, which, honestly, that's incredible. I was going to say supernatural. That's not what I meant. Incredibly natural.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, 13, 14, and he was close few quarters. Years older, close quarters. You're going through an incredibly difficult time. You don't know if you're going to make it out of there. This may be the only chance you get, type thing.
Yeah.
But it was apparently very, very controversial. And I was reading, and like, at one point, I'm like, this is fan fiction. I am reading Anne Frank fan fiction.
That has a creep factor yes. to it when you put it that
and of
way.
Of course, you know, we all know how it ends. And so it was not, I mean, it definitely was not an upbeat book, but it was good. I don't remember how many stars I gave it. I would say it was between a 3 and 4 star read, but Goodreads doesn't let you do that.
Yeah.
Then, let's see, I also finished Roses and Rot by Cat Howard, which was another fairy tale kind of book. This was, I just finished this one a couple of days ago. It was, two sisters apply to this writing retreat. It's like a year-long retreat. Not writing retreat, it's an artistic retreat, and you can go and you can practice whatever art you have. You have a mentor, you don't have, you know, you are, it's like a sabbatical type thing. You're there, and it turns out that there's more to, I don't know how much of it is actual spoiler and how much is not, but there's more to it than meets the eye, of course, and it's very fairy tale like and kind of, you know, sister against sister type thing. It was real. It was another one that actually it took me a long time to get into, but I really liked it at the end. So I think I would recommend it with hesitation. And I'm currently reading Hunting Season by Nevada Barr, which is the 10th in the Anna Pigeon series. This one is, I think, 2 before this one was set on the Natchez Trace Parkway, and this one is also set on Natchez Trace Parkway. I'm like maybe on the 2nd or 3rd chapter on that one. I enjoy all of her books, though, so I have high hopes. As far as watching, gosh, I don't know. The beginning of the summer, I don't think we tend to watch a whole lot, but then as the summer goes on and closer it gets to school starting, we start binge watching.
Yeah.
I guess it's, you know, life being married to a teacher. So we watched True Detective Season 1, which Jimmy had seen before, but after driving through Louisiana, I was really interested, and man, that is some serious dark stuff.
Yeah,
but I
didn't watch the other season or two, but that first season was
I really, really liked it, though. I was surprised that I liked it. I was the one who's like, let's watch another. So I really did like that one. And then we've been watching Grace and Frankie on Netflix, which, if you aren't familiar, it has Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, and their husbands, they get divorced because their husbands are in love with each other, and they get married, and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda are roommates, and they are extremely different. It's, we feel really old when we watch it. We really enjoy it. It's very endearing. We really like the characters. There are some episodes we like better than the others, but we keep watching it. But yeah, every once in a while, like, they're going to start showing us, like, denture ads. If they had ads, this was, no offense, you know, we all get old. We all get older.
We've reached that age now.
I know.
The fact
I
that
know.
We sit and watch them says an awful
right?
lot. Right. So. I guess I have to admit that I am getting old, but we do enjoy that. And then we have been watching Twin Peaks, which I never watched back when it was on in the 90s.
I never watched it either.
It is so weird. It is so weird, but it's another one I was like, I can't stop watching. But we'll be like, this is just this is so bizarre. And we were watching the end of season one, which is, season one's like 8 episodes. Season two is like 30 episodes or something like that. But we were, Jimmy's like, does it seem like it's getting a little less weird the further you go? I'm like, yeah, it kind of does. And then the second season started and we're like, it's back to weird. It's completely bizarre. But I'm really enjoying that. And then last night we watched the first episode of Ozark on Netflix, which has Jason Bateman and Laura Linney. And I think this is a 10 episode series. It's another one of those that's really dark. He's involved in money laundering, and it started out pretty violent. But again, it's one of those that it's compelling, and I'll probably keep watching it. But school starts tomorrow for teachers, so I don't know how much we'll get watched. But that's it. I've been watching very little podcasts unless I can get the Wi-Fi to work at work. I'll watch over a break every once in a while, but I'm pretty far. I'm pretty behind on podcasts. I try, but I'm not commuting myself to work. I am not driving myself to work. Jimmy's been taking me to the park and ride so that there can be a car at home for Laura, and it's just taken up a big chunk out of my podcast listening. So what have you been reading?
I have been bouncing around with stuff. I'm maybe a third of the way through Eddie Izzard's biography, Believe Me. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's mostly, I don't know, there's a certain way that his humor kind of winds around that, I don't know. I just keep waiting for it. Maybe I'd like it more as an audiobook.
Oh, maybe.
I have a feeling that I probably would really, because he does have an inflection. But the other thing I've been kind of bouncing around with is, as I'm ordering YA, I'm seeing that I need a lot more knowledge in manga. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to find my manga groove, and I've kind of decided that I want something that's romance, but not high school stupid romance, but kind of historical, but more swoony than sweaty. And so I'm trying a lot of different titles I haven't really found, but it's like, it's been trying to figure out, it's like, how do you describe, like, this is my groove of what I like, because I was talking about, it's like, what I can tolerate in text as far as sweaty versus swoony. It's like, I like my text to be sweaty, but I like my visual to be swoony. I get like a comfortable if it's like too sweaty in film or on the page. So, so I'm trying a couple of historicals and we'll see how that goes. And of course a historical for a manga tends to be like, it's kind of historical. Look at this pretty kimono. Look at this pretty dress. This Victorian dress, but not really. So, and I had to look up her name for Nnedi Okorafor. Her name keeps coming up as far as like YA science fiction. So I have a hold that is waiting for me for Akata Witch. So I will check that out and see. The only thing we've been watching with any consistency, to be honest, has been Face Off on Sci-Fi, which is the special effects makeup reality competition. And I think I've talked about this before, that we like it because everybody's so super nice.
Yeah.
And then we also have my daughter set up because she wants to create as she watches, and so we had to get her a plastic mannequin head so she didn't destroy things. And so she usually builds up with polymer clay, and then we take a picture and we tweet it because we're those parents. But what's been really cool is like the people who have been the finalists in this season have been retweeting and feeling like super encouraged. The fact that what I'm doing, it's not just something cool that I do. It's not just something that makes me money, but it makes a difference. And they're very encouraged by that other people are inspired. Mm-hmm. And they've also been very encouraging to us as parents, saying, "Hey, look, you've given her tools to like try this out and see what it's like." So it's been, that part has been, it's kind of had a different layer of encouragement. So Kirsten, this season has been super encouraged. So, of course, because she's been retweeting us, we're all like, we're Team Kirsten.
Of course. Yes.
But no, she's been some really amazing, amazing makeups that make me want to write fan fiction. Never thought I'd ever say that. And that's it.
Anything else? I don't have anything else. I don't have anything else. Like, I think I thought there was something I was going to share, a story, but I don't think so anymore. I was thinking about the live journal thing.
Oh, right? Yeah.
But, yeah, so I dug out. Very briefly, I had a dream that my daughter found my old live journal, so I had to go back and find my live journal and read it and make sure that there wasn't anything, because her finding it is not an impossibility. That's completely realistic dream.
Talk about something that makes you feel old. It's like, remember when we wrote on live journal and we were so emo about the... Oh, God. And I was an adult. Good God.
So, I since we're recording on my phone, I can't actually look at the... I can't look at a calendar, but I... About a month from now, when... Yeah, there's an iPad right in front of me.
I have, like, a physical calendar over by the couch, too.
Stitches is in about a month. I think that is the only thing I have going on in September. There's Labor Day weekend, which is early in the month.
I think we're actually going to try and do a garage sale.
Oh, good luck with that.
I know, right?
I'm terrified of that.
I know, but the child... Well, the nice thing is that you can get kits off of Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that gives you, like... I know. So it's like... So everything is kind of all together. And I think the child has discovered that if she sells her Beanie Boos, of which she has so many, she can get money for other things that she wants to buy. So I think she's a little mercenary at this point, and which, you know, whatever it takes to get stuff out. So.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Maybe that... Saturday after Stitches.
The 23rd?
Because y'all have lots to talk about, so I'll be bored.
Yeah, I, as far as I know, that is fine. I wish I could look at my calendar.
Better it would be Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. And you said you were thinking about garage sailing.
Garage sailing, but we'd probably do it in the morning.
Yeah. Look for us September to mid to... Early to mid-September.
Okay. That's when my dance class starts up again.
Okay.
But that's no big. We worked around it before.
And, I mean, Saturday, I don't know, your church schedule will probably start up more.
Yeah, but no, that's no big deal. We can work around it.
Yeah, so we can make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everybody has had a great summer. I hope it is starting to cool down for everybody. It's actually warmed up here.
Ugh.
It's high heat indexes.
It's been really, really hot.
It's like, awful.
Like, going to bed at 10 o'clock, looking at the weather and the heat index, it was still feeling like 100. And that's just ridiculous.
And when I get up to walk at 5 in the morning, it's like 82.
Yeah, it's
so gross. It's just gross.
Cross your fingers for clear skies, because, you know, we're driving up to Missouri, Kansas City, St. Joseph area to see the eclipse. And if it's cloudy, it'll have been an interesting drive.
You get to go to Missouri.
Yeah. You had time together.
Yeah. So, and if anybody has questions about the eclipse, I know a guy who can answer some questions. So we will talk to y'all in September. I hope everybody has a great month.
Bye.
Bye.